Welcome to another edition of See What's On, and we have a great privilege today of honoring a new guest to the studio of Sparrow's Nest Theater in the person of Diane Lehman, who is the director and the president of the board, and I guess that means the chief cook and bottle washer.
That's right, Dick. Yeah. That's what it means. Thank you.
And for those, welcome to the show. For those of you who don't know, Sparrow's Nest Theater is a community theater in Industry, Maine.
Correct.
And Diane, for those who haven't heard about Industry, do you want to give them a sense of where you're located?
Industry is a beautiful town in the western foothills of Maine, near Farmington.
Near Farmington,
yes.
Right. Great. And this community theater has been going for a while.
It has been about 6 years now.
And today we're going to be talking about the fact you're doing one of your four shows each season. This community theater does four shows a year. This time you're doing Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus.
Yes. It's a very charming show, heartwarming, about a little girl whose belief in Santa Claus is faltering in the light of the reality she sees all around her and how that belief is regained.
Okay. Great. It's very timely, I might add. And this show is an adaptation from the famous editorial letter to the editor.
Yes. The New York Sun.
The New York Sun. And you added music. So you've actually made it a family-friendly show with music.
Oh, yes, we have. We haven't done very many musicals. I think just one before, but this one is really great. The songs are wonderful.
We're going to talk more about that. But right now, I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to get their tickets so they can call 778, great number, 2468.
Correct.
778-2468. You can, by all means, go to sparrowsnesttheater.com. You can reserve your tickets and pay for them at the door. It's an intimate community theater style, about 80-seat theater. So you'll want to get your tickets and get up there and enjoy this great community theater, which it runs starting November 29th.
Correct. And it goes until December 2nd. December 2nd is a matinee. The 29th, 30th, and 1st are at 7 o'clock at night.
So 7 o'clock shows and a 2 p.m. matinee on the final day, December 2nd. So, again, go to 778-2468 and get your tickets. Now, Diane, let's talk a little bit more about the theater and the importance of having a community theater in Industry. This is pretty important to you.
It is very important to me. The building that the theater is located in used to be a church. As a matter of fact, it was never decommissioned as a house of worship. It belongs to the Presbyterian Church of Northern New England, and they have allowed us to put our community theater program in there. So if you can imagine a town with a population of about 700 having its own community theater, then you've imagined Industry. Industry is like a walk back into the past. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful pastoral setting. You can hear the brook nearby bubbling along, all the peepers in the springtime. And at night, you see more stars in the sky than you've ever seen. So I have really fond memories of that place growing up. And when the church decided that they would not have it as a formal house of worship, I hated to see it be empty. And so they very graciously support us in being in there money-wise and in terms of space.
Great, great. And now you and there's a board of directors.
There is a board of directors. We have about 8 people on the board.
Okay. So you've got a pretty significant part of the population.
Right? We have a nice, robust board. Yes.
That's great. And your husband is involved as well.
Yes, my husband, Fred Liebfried, who has done community theater in this area for, golly, 40 years, probably. Gaslight, ACAT, Lakewood works with us there. He's our artistic director, and he is also the director of shows. Mm-hmm. He and I actually met doing a show at Lakewood.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Great. So you're acting as well. But this time you're directing. Are you also acting in the show?
No, I do. I don't. I try very hard not to act in the shows that I'm directing.
Well, you did say chief bottle washer.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. I've been known to step in if somebody got sick.
Right. Right.
Yes, I'm a ham and I can take over at a moment's notice.
So this is great. And for those of you who want to harken back to the days when this was not unusual in Maine not that many years ago. I can remember growing up where I did in rural Maine that most communities had a small troupe and a small theater performing arts space where they would do a play or two a year. So this takes us back to that time, and it is a great way to bring the community together.
It sure is. And it's also a great way. I work with children. I'm a teacher. I teach grade four. But it's also a great way for kids who don't necessarily fit into other aspects of school life or just their lives. Like maybe they're not athletic, to really test out a side of themselves and be able to perform on stage. So it's wonderful for them. I've had a lot of adults say, because we always have adults and children in the cast together, adults will say, hey, you know, I had this on my bucket list. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to do this, and now I've had the chance to do it.
Sure.
So it's hugely beneficial in an art sense and to the communities that we serve.
Sure. It's a life-changing event, too, for many people. I can remember. I still remember the show I did in the eighth grade, believe it or not. It was called Carol's Christmas Cards.
And oh, nice.
I never want to read that play again. It was a terrible play, but I still remember it and my one or two lines. Yes. But it got me going, and that actually started my theatrical career.
Yes.
But so it really is important, and it does, you know, give people an outlet, another chance to do something.
Right.
And again, a chance to come together as a community. Now, the cast in this show obviously includes children and adults.
Mm-hmm.
Do you care to mention any of the
We have Francis
actors?
Church. He's played by Cole Martin. Our Virginia O'Hanlon is played by Holly Lindemann. We have the O'Hanlon family is, the mom is Laura Fassett. The dad is Donnie Dore. And Ava Ryan plays the sister Samantha, and there are lots of other characters in it too.
great. Well, we won't put you on the spot.
Oh, thank you.
We want people to come and see the show.
Yes.
So again, this is Sparrow's Nest Theater right there in Industry, Maine, which is located right on 1114. For those of you who want to Garmin it or Google it, 1114 West Mills Road. I'll get that right eventually here. Right there in Industry. You can call 778-2468 to reserve your tickets and pay at the door. Not doing anything electronically these days.
Not yet.
In time. 80 people seat theater.
Right.
Great intimate opportunity for a nice show, nice family entertainment. November 29th at 7 through the December 1st, 7 o'clock, and then 2 o'clock matinee on December 2nd.
Correct.
Great. We got that all in.
It's a great way to start your Christmas season.
Absolutely. And it's so good to know about Sparrow's Nest Theater. Please follow. They're going to promise me to put their listings up as their shows happen on See What's On Calendar. And we hope to have you back in the studio again sometime.
Oh, it'd be my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, Diane. Diane Lehman, director, president of the board, chief bottle washer, directing Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus.
Yes, thank you.
Break a leg, as they say.
Thanks.
All right, take care.